When Nespresso was finally launched in 1986, it seemed like the skeptics had been right all along. The first models were designed to resemble traditional espresso machines, bigger and clunkier than the sleek designs available today, and only four types of capsule were available, offering various strengths of coffee. Pitched to businesses in Switzerland and Japan for offices without enough space for a full-size coffee machine, Nespresso failed to find many takers. In 1988, in a bid to rescue the product, Nestlé brought in Gaillard, a tobacco man who had created the clothing brand Marlboro Classics when he worked at Philip Morris. Gaillard would work alongside Favre, but his brief was clear. If he couldn't turn the ship around, it would be sunk. At the original launch, the product was wrong. The positioning was wrong and the targeting was wrong, Gaillard told me. It had cost a lot of money and brought nothing. Under Gaillard, Nespresso would be transformed from an office coffee company into a luxury brand, the look and feel of which would be as much part of the product as the beans themselves. I wanted to create the Chanel of coffee and decided to keep it chic and bobo, he said in a 2010 interview. The idea was to keep it to the level of people who have a doorman. He told me he took inspiration from the wine industry. The coffee was good and easy to make, but how do you spread the luxury feel? Where Favre and his team had focused on technical questions, not least how to miniaturize a system that usually took up several feet of bar space and required a skilled operator, Gaillard worried about everything else. He cut the price of the machines and licensed them to third parties. The first home machines had been made with one firm, Thermix. Later, you could buy a Krups or a Lessie Nespresso machine. These brand associations gave Nespresso familiarity in local markets and encouraged fancy shops such as Harrods to stock them. Gaillard also overhauled the capsules, reducing the aluminium content and putting up the price by 50%. More importantly, he began marketing Nespresso to individual consumers rather than to businesses through the new Club Nespresso. It was no longer just a better coffee for your office. It was a way of life.